皆さんおはようございます。
Good morning, everybody.
今日もね、みんなと一緒にイエス様を礼拝することができて本当に嬉しいです。
I'm so excited to just be here to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ together with y'all.
私たちの神様であるイエス様は生きておられます。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is alive and well today.
あなたを導くことができます。
He is ready to lead you.
あなたを祝福することができます
。 He is ready to bless you.
そしてそういう神様を持てるっていうのはめっちゃ僕たちラッキーや
ね。Are we not lucky to have such a wonderful, caring God?
私たちがイエスを見つけたのではないです。
It's not like we found Jesus.
向こうが神様が私たちを見つけてくださった。
God found us.
そして今日もおっしゃります。従ってきなさい。
And he's saying, please just come with me.
イエス様に従うキリストの弟子となっていきたいと思います。
We want to obey the teachings of the Lord, and we want to become disciples of Jesus Christ.
イエス様の弟子としてのいくつかのマーク。キャラクテリスティックスがありますけど、特徴がありますけど、そのうちの一つは神の御言葉を愛するという特徴です。
The disciples of Jesus Christ, they have a few things that are characteristic, and one of those being that they love the Word of God.
私たちはこの聖書というのが生きた神の生きた言葉であることを信じています。
We believe that the Bible is the living Word.
今日これをみんなと一緒に学べることができるの本当に嬉しいです。
I'm so happy that we can study some of the Word today together with you.
今日のね、メインの聖書の箇所は、コリント人への第二の手紙っていうのが聖書の一番後ろの方にあるから、コリント人への第二の手紙の三章の一番最後です。
All right, so we're going to be working out of 2 Corinthians, written by Paul, one of the letters to the Church of Corinth, and that's going to be the 2 Corinthians. We'll be working out of that in the back of the Bible.
でも聖書を持ってなくてもちゃんとスクリーンに出るのでどうぞ安心してください。
You know, if you've not got an analog or digital Bible with you, it's no problem. We've got it, the verses up on the screen for you.
じゃあ祈ってメッセージを始めましょう。
And let's just start with a word of prayer.
はい、イエス様、どうぞ今日私たちにあなたが語ってください。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask you to just speak to us today.
あなたの麗しさ、あなたの素晴らしさを見せてください。
Please, Lord, show us your glory, show us your beauty and your love.
あなたの計画を私たちに示してください。
Please, Lord, make it clear in our hearts what it is your plan for our lives.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. はい、4月から新しい学校、新しい会社、新しい職場に行った人っていうのはおると思うんやけれども。
You know, this is Japan. In Japan, April means the beginning of a lot of new things from the new school year to the new work years.
Okay, この中で新しい学校、新しい職場の人手挙げて。
Anybody? April 1st, start a new job. Start a new job, yeah?
結構あるな。Okay. ぜひぜひ頑張ってください。応援してます。
Please do your best. We're cheering for you.
あなたたちが本当に良いキックスタートがあるように、ポーンとこう、飛び出せるように今週一週間祈ってたよ。
You know, we've been praying, and seriously, from the beginning of April, we really pray that everyone just has a nice jump on whatever it is that they're starting this year.
で、まあ金曜日の夜、美子さんとみのりちゃんと一緒に大阪に、普通も大阪にあんま行けへんねんけど、大阪の梅田にご飯食べに行きました。
Yeah, so actually, last week on Friday, it was a rare event. We went out to Osaka, and it was just myself and my wife Miko and my daughter Minori.
で、まあ大阪に行ってこの2日前の金曜日で、やっぱりね、会社の新人研修終わって、リクルートスーツもどきみたいなの来た若い大学生卒業したばっかりの子らがうわーっと集まっとってね。
Yeah, so if you've been out in Japan long enough, you realize that probably the first weekend in April, well, of course, there's all these new young recruits and they've got all their fresh new suits on. They're all dressed in black with their white shirts and they're all like looking young and they're all out, you know, celebrating their first days of their new jobs.
そうそう。ほんで、その一番最初のウィークエンド、ね、新人研修が終わって一番最初の金曜、花金なわけよ。
Okay, and this is the first time they've just gotten employed. They're going to get their first paycheck, so they're out for the first weekend to celebrate.Getting a new job.
で、大体その頃って何してるかって言ったら、会社入って1週間、2週間は、会社の偉いおっちゃんたちとか、なんかもうすごく仕事ができるおばちゃんとか、なんか全然関係ない人の、な、社会人とはこうあるべきですみたいな、新人研修みたいなのをずっと座って聞かされないぜな。
And so, what? What happens if you ask Gisei? He could probably tell you, but you know, you go to work, maybe Hideki, anyway, there's a lot of people that could tell you the stories about people, how you go to the new job, you get this boss, he thinks he knows everything, he's just telling you what life is all about. Some old lady that you have no idea what even what her name is, but she's going to give you a lecture about how you need to be while you're working for this company. You know, they're talking about stuff that doesn't even relate to your job, like tie your shoes before you leave the house. They're like, what, doesn't even matter. You know, they're like, okay, you know, this is a business, you know, working in a business here, you better read like both newspapers in the business world newspapers. You know, they're giving you all this information and
stuff.
You know, and like, are we talking analog here? Because like, I just got all my Instagram followers and all this stuff, so like, I'm kind of busy with my finger over here. You know, you need to learn how to use your calendar properly, you know, get your like, you know, your calendar book. And
そんなんばっかり。例えばさ、いくつかあるね、なんか社会人としてやるべきことリスト、一社会人としてて、
わーってこうやることリストがいっぱい出てくる。They actually have lists about this. Is if you want to be a good worker in this society, this is to how to be a good adult.
読むのもいやいや、やる社会人としてこうしましょう。健康管理しましょうとか。
You know, like of course, you know, take care of your health first and foremost.
そして上司の言うことにリアクトしないようにしましょう。
And you need to just keep a nice, happy face no matter what your boss tells you.
次は何かある？
What else?
次は1年目の日
Okay, and now after that, like you go on to page 16 and you've gotten to like after one year, how to be the nice, good new employee. You know, and of course they've got all these do's and don'ts of what to be while you're at this company. Oh boy, okay, the basics for business manners, okay. And you're hearing this in your lectures every day, you know, for all of your time while you're in the training at your new job. You know, and of course, like, this is, you know, focused on all these, you know, university graduates that are coming in and their first time experiencing full-time work.
で、よう考えてみたら、その何を社会人としてやるべきリストをこうたくさん与えたとしてもそれで立派な社会人ができるっていうのは誰も信じてない。
And no matter how many pages there are in this book of list of things that all these new employees are supposed to do, no matter how many wonderful rules and how many times they hear the lectures, it's not going to make them into an amazing worker.
で、それを聞いてる社会人1年生たちもそう思ってないし。
You know, and of course the people that are listening to these older people talking to them, they're not believing all that. And to be completely honest, they would be naive if the elders that were teaching it, if they actually thought that their young new employees were going to do everything they told them. You know, I went through all this. I was a first year worker at a new company. The best thing I could do off of this whole list of being a good worker was I could take notes.
じゃあどうやって私たちは良い社会人になっていったんですか？
And so how is it that we actually became good employees, good workers?
それはやらないといけないことリストをたくさんもらって、それをはいチェック、はいチェック、今日もできた、今日もできたって、そんなん僕らやってないね。
You know, is it because we got a list of the things we had to do every day and we just go down the list and check off each thing as we did it? That's not really probably the way we became good workers.
私たちが職場で役立つ人材になっていけるのは、それは周りでしっかりする仕事をするおじさんおばさんたち先輩たちをよく観察することによってでした。
You know, I would think that for most people, the best way to learn how to do things at work is to look at the people that are doing it right and then just try to copy what they do.
ああいうふうになりたい。電話ってこういうふうにプロフェッショナルの現場では電話で受け答えするんやなとか、メールの書き方はこうすんねんなって見ながら覚えたんです。
And you know, you'd say, oh wow, that person, they seem to have, you know, they're doing it the good way. And oh, Oh, that's how they answer the phone. Okay, I get that's the vocabulary they're using. Okay, I get that. Oh, this is the way that they're taking care of this kind of a problem. All right, I get it.
何年も何年もかかって見て、じっくり見て、見て、見て、見て、聞いて、見て、見て、見て、見て、ほんで、ゆっくり私たちは社会人として成長していったんです。
You know, and so over the years, just watching other people and the way that they're successful, looking over here, checking them out, watching this person the way they do it, watching the person over here, watching, watching, and watching.、
うんね、ややこしい人たちと上司の人たちがややこしい取引先の人との問題をどうやって解決するかをよく見て。
Wow, okay, we're going into this situation. We got a partner here that they're unhappy and they have some kind of claims against our company. How do they satisfy this customer? How do they make it work out?
で、わあ、すげえって、ほんまのビジネスマンってこういうふうに問題解決
する
んだ。
Oh, that's amazing. I wouldn't have even thought of that. These guys are definitely, they know what they're doing.
あ、ほんでそういう人たちは携帯にこんなアプリ入れてはんねん。
Oh, man. Wow, they don't even have any games. They got like all these like business applications in their phones and stuff. Is that what this device is for?
And
so through watching firsthand people that are doing it correct, that's how we learn how to be good workers.
実を言うと私たちがキリストの弟子として成長していく、成熟していくプロセスも同じです。
And to be honest, as Christians, it's the same process.
私たちはイエス様の麗しさ、イエス様の素晴らしさ、豊かさ、そして栄光を見ることによってイエス様のように変えられていくんです。
We become like Jesus Christ by focusing on Jesus and just taking in, trying to absorb as much as we can what it is and just really beholding Jesus.
なのに、クリスチャン、私たちクリスチャンの中には、こういうふうに考えている人たちがいます。
But you know, as I say that, it's just amazing how many people aren't exactly doing it that way. There's so many Christians that would take this approach.
イエス様に従うことは、イエス様に従うということは、やることリストをもらって、それを頑張ってこなしていくことやって。
And a lot of Christians, they just think, you know, to be a good Christian means to get a good list of things that it means to be Christian and to go down the list and be checking all those off and then we'll be all set.
それによって私たちは自分自身を変えて、よりイエス様に変え、イエス様のように変えられていくんや、イエス様の似姿に近づいていくことが私たちのキリストの弟子としての仕事なんや。
You know, and so many people think that, okay, to be a disciple of Jesus means to the more things we can get checked off of our list of what it means to be doing the same things that Jesus did, if we can check some of those things off, that means that we're becoming more and more like Jesus, right?
イエス様のようになるために頑張る必要がある。
You know, we got to work hard to be more like Jesus.
そう思ってる人が多いんです。
Yeah, and a lot of people would feel that way.
そしてクリスチャンでない人はもっとそう思ってるんです。だってここに書いてあるコンテンツがよくわからないから。
And, you know, to be completely honest, people that aren't Christian, and don't really understand the contents of the Bible, they're going to think so even more.
クリスチャンになると私たちは神様からやることリストを与えられてそれを一個ずつやっていくのがキリスト教の生活や。
You know, how many non-Christians have ever asked you like, wow, you know, what is it? It must be stressful to be a Christian. You got like an endless list of all the things you got to try to do to be a good Christian, right?
だって聖書には何々しなさいとか何々したらあかんっていっぱい書いてあるでしょ。
You know, like the Ten Commandments, all that stuff, like do this, don't do that, right? It's all a list of what to do and not to do, right?
確かに書いてはあるね。
Okay, well, I can't lie. No, there are a lot of things written in the Bible that sound like a to-do list.
だけれども聖書は神様が私たちに与えたやることリストではないんです。
But believe me when I say that the Bible is not just a list of things that we're supposed to do or not do.
つまりこれをやりなさい。そうすればあなたは清くなれるでしょうというガイドブックではないんです。
This is not a guidebook that tells you, okay, if you do this, you'll become pure and clean.
そして皆さんも分かっているように、やることリストをもらってそれを頑張ってやるだけでは良いクリスチャンになれないんです。
And, I hope that nobody is naive enough to believe that if you just follow the list of things that you could do to be a good Christian, that would suddenly somehow make you righteous. And Jesus is no fool, and so he wrote down specifically to us to instruct us. And so we're not idiots, so we can understand what he's writing down for us. And you know, as we become adults and parents and stuff, we realize even and more so.
つまり子供にやることリストを与えることによってだけでは子供はちゃんとした子供になれねえな。
You know, you could write all the lists in the world for your children, and if, you know, even if we write all these lists down, that doesn't make our kids become angels.
例えば外から帰ってきた手を洗いましょう。
You know, okay, when you come home from school, right, you know, wash your hands.
はい、遊びに行く前には勉強しましょう。
Okay, before you go play with your friends, you got to finish your homework.
そして靴下は洗濯機に入れましょう。
You know, let's put all of your dirty socks into the washing machine.
寝る時にはパジャマに着替えましょう。
You know, when you go to bed, you should be wearing pajamas.
朝は自分で起きなさい。
Wake up in the morning on your own.
そのうちの半分今でも僕はできへんの。
You know, actually, I look at this list and I haven't even done half of that stuff.
やることリストを与えるだけでは良い社会人もできないし。
You know, and just because you've got a good list of things doesn't make you a good employee.
良い子供もできないし、良い大人もできないし。
Having a good list isn't going to make you a good child or a good adult.
そして良いキリストの弟子もできないです。
And in the same way, that doesn't make, having a good list doesn't make you a good Christian.
じゃあ何のために聖書にはやることリストに見えるような、ま、あの神の命令がたくさん書かれているんでしょうか。
And so why is it that so easy to just kind of get kind of caught up into the thinking that the Bible is a list of things that we need to try to follow off like a checklist?
まずペテロの第一の手紙の一章の記述をちょっと見てみましょう。
We're going to go in and first before we get to Corinthians, we're going to go to 1 Peter.
先週のちょっと復習になるかもしれんけどね。はい、あなた方を召してくださった聖なる方にあなた方も習って、あなた方自身もあらゆる行い、ちょっとだけちゃうで、あらゆる行いにおいて聖なるものとされなさい。気持ちだけでちゃうで、あらゆる行いにおいて聖なるものとされなさい。それは私が聖であるからあなた方も聖でなければならないと書かれているからです。
Okay, this is going to be a little bit of review from the message from last week, but going into 1 Peter, looking at the chapter 1 from verse 15 and 16, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy.
今私たちは聖と聖とというメッセージのシリーズをしています。
We're doing a message series on saints.
なぜならば私たちは聖なるものとされた聖なる国民だと聖書に書かれているんです。
Because it says that we are the saints of God, and it's written in the Bible as such.
そうです。そして、この聖であるとはどういうことですか？ホーリーであるとはどういうことでしょうか？
Yeah, holiness. What is holiness? What is it to be holy?
それはこの世とは全く違うという意味なんです。
Simply put, it's to be completely different from what the standards of the world are.
つまり神様は私たちにこの世とは全く違う価値観や行動規範で生きてほしいと思うわけです。
Being holy is to take a completely different way of thinking, completely different standards set from what the world is.
で、神様は私たちにそのような人生を歩んでほしいと思ってるんです。
And Jesus Christ, he desires that for our lives.
それはなんでかって言ったら、この世の考え方、価値観、オペレーションシステム、OS では、私たちの人生は滅びてしまうからです。
You know, and the reason why is because the operating system that the world is working on right now, it all leads to one place, and it's death.
そして、私たち神様は私たちが滅びることを望んでないんです。
And of course, God does not want us to end up being destroyed.
そうではなくて私たちの利益を考えて益を考えて私たちにホーリネス、ホーリーであること、聖であることを求めておられるんです。
And that's why God wants us to find holiness. He wants us to find eternal life that we can go to be with Him. And that involves becoming holy.
そのために神様は聖書を記述されたんです。
And that is why the Bible was written.
聖であるとはどういうことかを記すために書かれたんです。
The Bible was written so we could get a grasp and understanding of what it means to be holy.
そしてその書き方がやることリストに見えるだけです。
And so of course it can make the Bible look like it's a list of things we got to do or not.
だけども神様はやることリストを与えるだけで、あとは頑張りやはいさよならっていうふうに言ってるわけじゃないんです。
But of course God never tried to put the Bible together and say, hey, here's the book, you know,You just do your best, see what you can do with that, and then I'll be waiting up in heaven for you.
じゃあどのようにしてイエス様は私たちを聖なる国民にふさわしいものとするんでしょうか。
So how is it that Jesus helps us to become children of God, to become the children of His kingdom?
どのようにして私たちにホーリネスという清さという性質、行動規範を与えるんでしょうか。
How does Jesus give us this persona of holiness to be righteous?
まず先週ヒデ君がとても素晴らしいメッセージをしてくれました。
So last week, first of all, I have to say Hide did a wonderful message on this.
彼の一つの大きなポイントはこれでした。
And the main point from last week's message was
神様が私たちに清さを与えるそのまず最初のスターティングポイントはこれです。それは私たちに新しい身分を与える。
You know, the first thing we need to remember is that God has given us a new identity.
皆さん、神が人となられてこの地上に来られたことを知ってますか?
Do you believe that Jesus Christ came down and God incarnate? He was a man on this earth.
あなたのことを愛し、そしてあなたの罪を清算するために代わりに十字架にかかり死んでくださったことを知ってますか?
And do you know that this man that was God incarnate, he came down, lived a perfect life, and he was stretched out on the cross to take away all of your sins.
そして私たちを神の子供というアイデンティティを持つ人にするために、私たちに神の子供という義人というアイデンティティを与えるために蘇られたのを知ってますか?
And do you believe that he was resurrected from the dead, and the power that did that was so that we could be given the righteousness, so that we could be called the children of God?
もしあなたがそれを信じるんだったら、
If you believe that,
あなたは義人です。
You are righteous.
あなたの過去は罪人だったかもしれない。
Yeah, you may have been a sinner in the past.
あなたの新しいアイデンティティは義人なのです。
But you have a new identity, and that is one of a righteous child of God.
あなたはいらない子だと言われて育ってきたかもしれない。
You know, you may have been told that you're not worth anything as you were growing up.
もしあなたがさっきのことを信じるんだったら、イエス様の御業を信じるんだったら、あなたはもうすでに神の愛されている子供なんです。
But if you know that God loved you enough to sacrifice himself and his son on a cross, then you know that you are a loved child of God.
あなたは存在している意味のない子やと言われて育ったかもしらんけれども。
You may have been raised in a you know, bad situation where they were telling you all the time, you are a useless kid, you're worthless.
でもあなたは神の目に高価で尊い子供なのです。
But we know that God teaches that we are a child of great value.
そしてそれを、つまり新しいあなたの本当の身分をまずイエス様は皆さんに伝えたいのです。
And so this is Jesus Christ's main understanding. What he was trying to do was trying to get us to understand that we are indeed so valuable to him.
それはどうしてですか?
Why?
それは人生の原則としてこれがあるからです。身分というのが行動を決定するという原則があるからです。
It's because there's this way of thinking that it's just really hard to get away from whether you're Christian or not. Whatever you identify yourself with, it's going to determine your behavior.
つまりあなたがどういう人であるかということをあなたがどういうふうに理解しているかということであなたがどんな行動をする人になるかが決まってくるということです。
And so, you know, it really, when you try to think about who am I, what am I, and when you're trying to recognize that, that's going to affect how you behave.
これはクリスチャンであろうかなかろうか関係ない。あなたが自分をどう理解するかであなたがどのように行動する人かが決まってきます。
This is something that goes outside the bounds of Christianity here. This is just something that's true in all walks of life.
神様は私たちにご自身のようになってほしいんです。
Of course, God wants us to become more like Him.
つまり、ホーリーになってほしいんです。清い人になってほしい。
God wants us to become pure, become holy.
つまりこの世とは全く違うものになってほしい。
God wants us to be different from the people that walk around in this earth.
この世の流れに従って私たちが滅ぶのをいいと思ってないんです。
God does not desire us to just walk around lost on this earth until we die and perish.
だから一番最初に私たちに理解してほしいことは神様が与えてくださる新しい身分なんです。
And that's why it's important we recognize that God desires to give us a new identity.
あなたはこれからちょっとずつ聖徒になっていくんじゃなくて、もうすでにセイントなのです。もうすでにホーリーなのです。もうすでに聖徒なのです。
When we accepted Jesus Christ into our hearts, we were born again. It's not aslow process that's going to happen over time. This is something that we were born again. We are made holy. We are made righteous. It happened. It's finished. We're there. That is our new identity.
あなたが聖徒として、聖徒として行動をする前から、もうすでにあなたのアイデンティティが、あなたの身分が聖徒なのです。
Before you did anything that was worthy of sainthood, you would be made a saint.
その新しい自分の身分の理解が皆さんの新しい行動を生み出していくのです。
And as these shoes have been set before us, you are a saint That is going to now affect the behavior that you're going to take.
だから僕はクロスロード教会で決してあなたたちがクリスチャンやねんからクリスチャンとしてふさわしいこれとこれとこれとこれとこれとこれとこれとこれとこれとこれとこれとこれとしてねって言わへん理由はここにある。
And that's why as I stand here before you here at Crossroad, we're not going to be giving you a list. Hey, you're all Christians, right? All right, well then this is a list of things you're going to need to be doing and just start listing a bunch of stuff off.
それできたら簡単やねんで。
You know, that would be an easy thing to do. You know, it would make life easy for me.
なんでそれをしないかというと、それは things to do list、つまりやることリストをこなすだけでは、私たちは清い生徒にの行動様式を学ばないからです。
And the reason is because no matter how long a list I make, it's not going to make any one of us any more holy.
やることリストをこなすと、私たちは固い人を裁く立法主義者になるんです。
If we just make a list and we start to check off those boxes as we go down, it's going to turn us into a bunch of hard-minded, you know, like judgmental, kind of like Pharisees, like the people that were judging Jesus.
イエス様はまず私たちの身分、私たちの心を作りたいんです。
You know, so first and foremost, Jesus wants us to change. He wants to give us a new identity.
だから僕はクリスチャンとしてもうちょっとちゃんとこうしてくださいという前にもっと言うことがあるね。
You know, so before I start saying like, because you're a Christian, you need to be doing a little bit more of this.
いや、もっと大事なことがあります。
No, actually, there's something a little bit more important than that.
それはあなたは神によって愛されてます。
You know, and that would be to say, listen, you are loved by your Lord God.
あなたは神によって無条件に受け入れられてます。
You are unconditionally loved by your Heavenly Father.
イエス様の支払ってくれた犠牲によってあなたの罪許されてます。
Thanks to the amazing sacrifice that Jesus Christ made, you have been completely forgiven.
イエス様が与えてくれたクレディットによってイエス様のおかげで私たちは義人です。
Thanks to that sacrifice for the debt that Jesus paid for us, we have all been made righteous.
あなたは神の子供です。
You are a child of God.
今日私たちイエス様が私たちに与えた新しい身分、聖徒という身分をもう一度思い出しましょう。
So as we think about ourselves, we have been made holy. We are saints.
それが私たちの行動をキャタワイズして、インスパイアして、新しくして、そしてそれを強めていきます。
As we think about that, as our identity, as we recognize that, as we claim that, it is going to help to direct us in the paths we need to go.
じゃあ僕ら何もせんでええんか言ったらせなあかんこと一個だけあるね。
Oh, so we don't have to really try to do anything? Is that what you're saying? Well, no, that's not true.
私たちの確かに身分がもし聖徒なのであれば。
Okay, so if we have become holy, if we have become righteous,
さっき言ってたね、あらゆる行いにおいて聖なるものとなるにはどうしたらいいでしょうか。
And then, how do we become holy in all things?、
どのようにしたら私たちはその身分にふさわしい行動や考え方や態度を生み出すことができるでしょうか。
So what is it, if we're not looking at a list, then what is it that we got to do in order to become really much more holy?
それがはっきりと書いてあるのがコリント人の第2の手紙の3章なんです。
And that's what we've been leading up to. That's where we're going to go and look in 2 Corinthians today for that answer.
読んでみるね。人が主に向くなら、その覆いは取り除かれるのです。主は御霊です。そして主の御霊のあるところには自由があります。私たちはみんな顔の覆いを取り除けられて、鏡のように主の栄光を反映させながら、栄光から栄光へと主と同じ形に、つまり神様の清さに変えられていきます。これはまさに、あなたの努力です!じゃなくて、主の御霊なる主の働きによるのです。
All right.So looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, looking from verses 16 to 18. But whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of God, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory.Just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
これはパウロというイエス様の使徒の一人が書いたものです。
The Apostle Paul wrote this down.
彼は昔、律法を必死に学んだ律法学者でした。
The Apostle Paul, before he became a disciple of Jesus, he was studying real hard to be a rabbi. He was studying the scripture, the Old Testament.
そしてその旧約聖書に書いてある律法というものはイスラエルのために神の聖なる民になるには、聖なる国民になるにはどうしたらいいかを教えるものでした。
You know, in the law, the law that was set up to help God's people, the Israelites, to become His holy people. That was the list of the rules, right?
ある意味それはやることリストやったわけです。
Yeah, it literally that was, you know, for the Israelites, this was the things they needed to do or not do.
それはでもそれは彼らを決して聖なる国民にはしなかったんです。
Hey, but did it work? If you look back at the history of the Old Testament, you know that that did not make them a holy people.
何のためにじゃあそれがあったんですか?
So why have the law? What was the law for?
それは神の聖なる基準を示すためでした。
They needed to have an understanding of what it meant, what holiness was, just to understand exactly what the playing field was.
それと同時に人、そのために人を罪に定める要素を持っていました。
And it was also, the way that people could know when they were doing something wrong, when they were morally, going in the wrong direction.
だからパウロは言ったんです。律法というものは人を殺すものだというふうに、人の命を奪うものだと彼は言いました。
And so when people read the book of the books of the law, this is something that makes them realize how wrong they are and how much their lives are failing. And so this law is actually bringing death.
彼はこういうふうに言ったんです。文字は人を殺し。だけれども、主なる神の聖霊は人を生かしますという表現を使いました。
And so, in another passage, Paul was saying, you know, the word brings death. It was only through the Holy Spirit that we can have life.
つまり、私たちが変えられるのは、やることリストをこなすことではなくて、神様の働きによるのですということを、まず彼は一番最初に伝えたかったんです。
You know, and so, it couldn't be made any more simple that, you know, there's nothing that we can do by our own works to get ourselves to become holy. It's only through the Holy Spirit that is working in us that we can make any progress.
そして聖書をやることリストやと考えたユダヤ人の人に対して、パウロは、君それって顔見えて、ものが見えてないいうことで、顔に覆いがかかってんのと一緒やでっていうふうに言うんです。
And so in this passage, what Paul is saying, for anybody that thinks that just following the word, as a to-do list or whatever, you guys just got a veil, you got over your heads, you're not seeing right.
そして私たちがユダヤ人でなかったとしても、立法を知らなくても、聖書っていうものをやることリストやと考えてるならば、私たちもやっぱりものが見えてないです。私たちもやっぱり顔に覆いがかかってるのと同じなんです。
And, even though we may not be Jewish, if we are Christians and we are believing, what it is that God has for us, we cannot be, understanding that the books of the Bible are the law that has just given us a list of things that we got to do.
じゃあその覆いを取るためにどうしたらいいんですか?
So how do we remove the veil?
それははっきり彼はこう言うんです。それはねって私たちが主に向く必要があるんですと言ったんです。
The veil is removed when we turn and we look to the Lord.
私たちが主に向くとき、その顔の覆いは取られるんですよと言ったんです。
When we step into God's presence, the veil is taken away.
パウロがここで教えたかったこと、これは私たち21世紀に生きるクリスチャンにとっても大事なことです。
What Paul was teaching back here in the New Testament is so prevalent. Understand, this is so important to us today in the 21st century.
単純に考えてみます。まず一つ目、それはこれは神の働きで、私たちが聖なる人としてのふさわしい態度や行動を身につけていくのは、それは私たちの努力ではなくて、神の働きなのです。
Such a simple, concept, but so many times forgotten. It's all God. It's not us.
リストをこなすあなたの努力によるのではありません。
It has nothing to do with how many things you've checked off on the list.
聖霊なる神様があなたの内側に働かれるから、あなたは聖なる人としての行動様式を生み出していくのです。
Grace, amazing grace. There's nothing else that we could do. It's all from God. That's not by our works.
ね。 で皆さんも多分あの聖書に書いてあるこれをやりましょうあれやらんときましょうっていうのをちらっと見てよっしゃ私頑張るわ思って自分の努力でやろうと努力したことは5回10回23回ぐらいあるかもしれないけど
You know, and I'm sure you've felt like, you know, pricked by the Bible when you're reading, like, okay, that's it. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to go in there. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to do this now. And how many times have we just gone over and over, resetting, trying to do it again and failing?
頑張ってみると思うで。
You know, and of course, you've got the best intentions, as you said.
やめるべきと思う行動をやめようとしたと思うけど。
You know, and like you set out to stop those bad habits.
悪い癖をやめようまで戦ってきたと思うけど。
You're going to stop doing what it is that you know you shouldn't be doing.
でも自分の努力でやろうでも変えられへんねんいうもんフラストレーションと戦ったこともあると思うけど。
But you know, it's just such a frustrating thing that we're running up against a wall because humans, we tend to go back and we so easily fall back into those same patterns.
そして自分の力で自分を変えられないことに。悲しみ、がっくりし、落ち込んだことがあると思う。
And so you could be standing at the wall of your own failures and just feeling so frustrated at not being able to clear any of those checkboxes.
私はクリスチャンになって聖なるものとされたのに、なんで私はちゃんとできへんやろうって思って苦しんだことがあると思うけど。
I believe in Jesus, so I was made righteous, but why am I having so much trouble getting over all this sin?
安心してください。あなたの働きじゃないんです。
That's because that's not on you. That's on God.
それは神様の働きなのです。
It's God's work, not ours.
悪魔はきっと皆さんにこういうふうに囁くと思います。
Satan, he loves, you know, give us a little bit of confusion in our ear.
あなたがちゃんとした人じゃないのはあなたの頑張りが足らないからです。
Hey, you know, like,You're a failure because you're just not working hard enough.
神様はがっかりしておられると思うよ。
I think God is so disappointed in you.
あなたはとっても残念な子です。
You're a failure.
さあ考えてください。皆さんは残念な子ですか?
Hey, are you failures? Are you just completely no hope?
いや昔はそういうふうに言われて育ったかもしらんで。
maybe you were told that a long time ago.
でもイエス様の血潮によって皆さんは残念な子なんですか?
ButThrough the blood of Jesus Christ, are we all failed children? Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are all redeemed and we are all precious children of God.
私たちの行動を変えるのは神様の働きなんです。だから自分の努力を信じすぎたらあかんで。
And as we have been made children of God, then we are plugged intoThe Holy Spirit in He, the Holy Spirit working in us. That is what is going to make us.
自分の力信じすぎたらあかん。
Don't believe in your own strengths.
で僕は例えば考えてみたら悪い癖のオンパレードみたいなで悪い癖のあのデパートみたいな人間です。
You know, like I was a department store for bad habits.
一つ一つの悪い癖や悪い思考、悪い態度っていうのを20年間クリスチャンになった20年前から少しずつ神様によって変えられていくプロセスを歩んでるんです。
And you know, over the 20 years of being Christian, that department store has slowly but surely been losing, bad habits have been taken off the shelves.
でももちろん僕も自分を変えようと努力したことあるよ。
You know, and of course, there's been a lot of times I've been trying on my own strength to do things.
でもすぐに限界が来るね。
But you know, I am so limited in my strength.
その時に僕に安心を与えてくれるのは先ほど読んだ第2コリントの3章の記述なんです。
And so, you know, when I felt frustrated at my own failures because I couldn't clear anything myself, I go back to this passage and this would give me new hope again.
Fumi, あなたを変えるのは神の力です。あなたの努力じゃなくて神の力なんです。
Fumi, it's not your own works that you're going to be able to make yourself any more holy. It's only through God working in you.
だから僕は自分の新しいアイデンティティにフォーカスするのです。
So that's why I want to just focus on my new identity.
変えようとすることじゃなくて。
Not that I'm going to be focusing on the changing of that.
もうすでに変えられた僕の新しいアイデンティティに注目するのです。新しい身分に注目する
んです。I'm going to grab hold of that new identity and what it means to be.
でもこの聖書の箇所、さっき読んだ聖書の箇所、もう一つ大切なことを教えてくれようとしています
。There's something else in this passage though we need to really focus on.
それは2番目のポイント、それはこれです。私たちはじっと見つめているもののようになりますということです。
And that is, we become like what we turn to and behold.
私たちはじっと見つめているもののようになります。
We becomeLike what we are really focused on.
僕は子供の時からお袋にピアノを教えられて、モーツァルトやベートーベンを弾くように訓練されてきました。
ドンドンドンドン。 When I was a child, my mom, she tried to teach me piano. She got me some Beethoven on there. I was working hard.
そして僕でけれども12歳の時に僕が初恋をしたあのお姉さんはロックンロールが好きな女性だったんです。
And but unfortunately, by the time I turned 12 years old, my eyes had turned to this girl I liked, and she liked rock and roll.
そのマリさんという女性は僕にさまざまな良くない音楽を教えてくれました。
And so this lady Mary, she was no saint because she was teaching me all kinds of rock and roll and all kinds of music that I probably didn't need to hear.
そして僕の部屋はあのすごくあのどう言ったらいいかな。よくなさそうなあの悪そうなお兄さんたちのバンドのあの写真でいっぱいになっていたわけです。
And so, as a teenager, my room turned into a temple for really unholy guitar rock and roll band artists plastered all over my walls in these posters.
そして僕のヒーローロックバンドはエアロスミスというロックバン
ド。Oh yeah, you know Aerosmith is so cool.
そしてリードギタリストの名前はジョー・ペリー。
Joe Perry, the guitarist man, he was a god on the guitar. He was my idol.
もう偶像でした。
I was just worshiping this guy.
僕の神様でした。
This guy was God to me.
毎日4回ひざまずいて礼拝してた。
You know, and I like four times a day I was just worshiping, you know, Joe Perry.
ずっと彼の写真を見てて。
I looked at Joe Perry's picture all the time in my room.
そして同じようなギターを買え。
I bought the same guitar that Joe Perry plays.
ストラップの長さも同じぐらいの長さ。
I adjusted the strap length to be just like Joe Perry's length.
そして弾くときに唇の出し方もこうやってやり。
I tried to get my lips to just make the same kind of funky shape when I played my guitar.
同じような服を買
え。I bought the same clothes as Joe Perry wore.
同じような喋り方をして。
I tried to talk like Joe Perry.
同じタバコを吸え。
I smoked the same tobacco that Joe Perry smoked.
同じビールを飲んだんです。
I drank the same beer Joe Perry did.
僕はただ単に彼を見てるだけやったのに。
You know, all it was is I was looking at him all the time.
影響されたのはファッションやタバコだけじゃなかった。
But you know, but it wasn't just the fashion. It wasn't just like the smokes.
僕が世界を見る世界観が変わりました。
Everything, including my, you know, value of the things around me in the world, all changed.
親に対する態度が変わりました。
My attitude to my parents.
女性に対する態度が変わりました。
My attitude towards women.
すべてが変わっていったんです。
It really changed me in all areas of my life.
そしてジョー・ペリーは僕の友達でも何でもなく、彼と会ったこともないね。
You know, this Joe Perry guy, I'd never met him in my life. I didn't know him. We weren't friends.
なのに僕はずっと彼を見てて。
But I was looking at him every day in my room.
僕の内側がジョー・ペリーのようになっていったんです。
You know, and I started to turn into Joe Perry from the inside out.
行動がジョー・ペリーになっていったんです。
You know, my behavior became like Joe Perry.
行動がアンホーリーになっていったんです。
My behavior became very unholy.
なんでですか?
Why?
この原則、私たちはじっと見つめているもののようになるからです。
Because that's what I was focusing all my attention on.
それは女性たちでも同じです。
It's the same for the ladies.
皆さんのファッションは必ず皆さんが読んでる雑誌を表現してるはずです。
You know, all those fashion magazines and stuff you're checking out, all those things that you're looking at, you want to be like this is the look you want.
そしてそのモデルさんたちを見てるとある種類のお店で買い物をするようになる。
You know, and as you like choose like, okay, this model, she's got the look that I'm looking for. When you go to the shop, what happens? You're looking for that exact same look. You want to be just like them.
で、マネをするのはファッションだけではなくて子供の育て方や子供に行かせる学校まで影響してくる。
You know, and it's going to go way beyond just the fashion. It's going to go into things like it could start to affect the way you raise your children.
私たちはじっと見つめているもののようにファッションだけでなく内側も行動も変えられていくんです。
The more we focus on something, the more it affects us and it affects the things and we behave.
だからパウロは私たちがすべきこと、それは神様を、イエス様をじっと見つめることですと言ったんです。
And that's why Paul is, you know, really saying so strongly to us here, continue to just focus completely, behold God.
ここで残念なお知らせがあるんやけれども、コリント人の大事な第2の手紙のところに、鏡のように主の栄光を反映させながらという表現があるんです。
Okay, and there's something that I kind of ran into here, a bit of a hiccup that people get kind of caught up with sometimes, and that is that it's like looking upon a mirror and we are reflecting on God's face.
このニューアメリカンスタンダードバイブルの表現の方がまだ正しいんだけど。
And I like this New American Standard Bible's translation a little bit better. Instead of using the word reflect, it's talking about beholding.
日本語でちょっといまいちやから言い直すわ。
Yeah, and it, so the Japanese,、ね、I'm not really satisfied with it, so I'd like to kind of edit it a bit just for myself.
パウロが実際に本当に言いたいことは、鏡のように主の栄光反映されるなんて実際言いたいのはこういうことです。鏡に映る神々の顔をあなたたちが見るように、主イエス様の栄光を見つめながらという意味なんです。
So in the Japanese there, it says like, looking at the Lord's, glory is like, reflecting through the mirror. That's the translation they would go with. But I'd like to kind of change a little bit that, when you look in the mirror, what is reflected in God's face reflected in you, it's Jesus Christ's glory. We need to just keep ourselves focused on that. Not just receiving a reflection, but we are, our action that we are taking is that we are completely just focusing in on that.
Okay. これには、ギリシャローマ時代にお姉さんたちが鏡というものをどうやって使ってたか、どんなものが鏡やったかというのを説明する必要がある。
Okay, and so we're gonna dial it back and we're gonna give you like a little bit of a, history lesson on exactly what the women of this day, and he's making a reference to something that was like the fashion and the way they would take care of themselves back then.
ギリシャローマ時代のお姉さんたちが使ってた鏡というのはブロンズでできてました。青銅でできてました。
And so the mirrors that they used back then were bronze that were polished. There was bronze, mirrors.
で、まあまあ、ピカピカに見れば、まあ、今僕らが考える鏡ほどではないかもしれないけど、ある程度自分が映るよね。
And if you've ever seen bronze, if you've ever seen polished bronze, it's pretty shiny. Like, think of brass for like a brass, you know, trumpet or something. You polish that up, you could kind of see your reflection in it.
そう、ほんで、普通私たちが考える鏡って表面ツルツルやんか。100% 自分がはっきりと嫌なとこまで見えるもんやんか。
You know, a mirror nowadays, it's like, it tells you a little bit too straight as to what you look like. There's no like scratching or etchings on it. It's like, that's you. That's what you look like, right?
だけれども、ギリシャ、ローマ時代にお姉さんたちがお化粧のために使ってた鏡っていうのは、こういう風に彫り物がしてあったんです。
But actually, back in the day, their mirrors, they actually had a lot of etchings and stuff. They're all carved up. This is kind of one of those.
で、ここの中にはそのギリシャローマの時の異教の神々の姿っていうのが刻まれてた。
And so you can actually see some kind of figures in there. That would have been the Greco-Roman gods. They're carved into this mirror.
で、お姉さんたちは毎朝出かける前にお化粧する時に5分、10分、15分、20分、まあ知らんでどんだけの時間お化粧しはるか知らんけど、皆さん30分かもしらんけど、ずーっと自分の顔をこの鏡の中でずっと見ながら、実を言うと神々の顔をずっと見てたんです。
And so, you can imagine, I'm not sure, you know, I'm not, doing my own makeup or anything like that, so I can't really be sure if it's 10 minutes or 30 minutes, how long the ladies are spending when they're putting their makeup on, but you can just imagine that they're doing all their makeup and stuff, and they're just reflecting, on their face as they're doing this, they're focusing on this mirror, which is also means they're seeing their face amongst the gods here, this, for this, like, you know, worship time every morning. Oh, I am looking good.
それだけじゃなくて、この神々のその彫り物の中に見える私の綺麗やわ、この神様たちも綺麗やわっていうふうに言うのが、この異教の女性たちの習慣。
And so like the world and the way it was back then, like look at all these gods and my face is just all shining in the gods and me and we're hanging out and,、うん、and yeah, I'm like the gods over here and you're just, they're just really like soaking in it.
Okay. パウロはその異教のお姉さんたちのお化粧の習慣を使ってこれを説明しようとしたんです。
And so this is Paul. He's using that moment, that time in people's day, something that happened in a daily basis for a lot of them, and he's trying to help them to recognize.
あなたたちは毎朝お化粧するときに神の顔を、神々の顔をじーっと見つめてたでしょ。
Listen, don't you remember, like when you are doing your makeup, whenever you're preparing yourself in the morning for your day, you just completely, were absorbed in this.Mirror that was just focusing on all these different etchings of the gods,
right? You
know, you probably like were looking at that so hard, you could probably like etch your own picture on there, right?
So, 同じように私はあなたに神の栄光をビホールドして見てほしいんです。
And I want you to now in turn take your focus off those Greco-Roman gods and you need to focus that hard on God.
あなたがそうするときに神の御霊があなたの内側から借られてあなたが from glory to glory 聖なるものに変えられていくんですよ。
And so if you are taking God and you're bringing it right in your hands up into your face and you're focusing on the Lord and that new identity is really, really coming into you, then you are going to really start to change.
あなたが素晴らしい神の弟子になっていくようにホーリネスをゲットすると清さをゲットするためにしなければいけない。それは神の麗しさを仰ぎ見ることなんですよ。
So what is it? How do we become more like Jesus? It is to reflect and get it right up in your face and just take God's glory and continue to focus on that at all times.
その時にあなたの神の御霊があなたの内側に働かれるから。
And that is when the Holy Spirit is going to start to work from inside out.
あなたは変えられますよ。
And you will be changed.
それはあなたの努力によるのではなくて。
Not by your own works.
それは聖なる神の働きです。
But by the work of the Holy Spirit in you.
聖書の中にダビデという人が出てきます。
King David, one of the greatest characters in the Bible.
彼は素晴らしい人でした。神の心にかなうものと言われましたけれども。
You know, David, the word itself, it means to be loved. He was loved by God. God, he made God happy. It said he was made God happy in God's eyes.
彼はどのようにして神様に喜ばれる品性や行動を身につけていったんでしょうか。
How did David get to be a character that God loved so much?
神様が与えられたやることリスクを、はい、今日もできた、できた、できた、できた、できた、できてへんから、明日頑張ろうとか、そんなんでやっていたんでしょうか。
You know, did David have a list of things? He'd get up every morning and say, okay, well, if I'm going to make God happy and stuff, I just got to fulfill all these things in the checklist. And oh man, I didn't finish that last one, so God's probably not completely loving me today.
So, David, こういうふうに言って、私はいつも私の前に主を置きました。
No, but we can look back to the Psalms, and this is what he wrote. I have set the Lord always before me. Always looking at God.
ずっと見てたんです。
All the time, keeping God before.
だからそれがダビデの内側に働いて彼が変えられていったんです。
And that is why his behavior and everything was changed because he kept on focusing in God.
また彼が作った歌を今日私たちが礼拝で歌ったの覚えてる？
You know, we sang David's Psalms in our worship time today. Do you remember?
私はたった一つのことを神に願いました。
You know, there's only one thing that I ask for from my Lord.
それは主の宮に住むこと。
That I could live in the house of God in God's temple.
それだけじゃなくて、私が主の麗しさを見ることです。
And not only that, but that I be there in the Lord's temple, that I could just continue to just worship and be filled with the glory and the beauty of our my God.
それが僕の人生の一番のこれ、主の麗しさ、主の栄光を見ることです。
That is my greatest joy, is just to just absorb all of God's beauty.
だから彼は神の御心にかなう人。
And that is how David was changed to be such a loved child of God.
頑張ったからちゃうで。
It's not because his works.
神の麗しさを見てたから。
It's because he was always focused on God.
牧師である僕のところに多くの人が相談に来て、私を変えたいんですけれども、自分を変えれないんです。どうしたらいいんですかっていう相談が来ます。
You know, as a pastor, people come on me all the time and they're like, hey, Fumi, you know, there's a part of me I really want to change. What do I got to do to change?
で、もちろん僕は頑張る皆さんを応援するけど。
And of course, myself and Miko, we often give in, you know, encouragement and we want to encourage everyone.
だけれども僕はじゃあ頑張ってください。これがやることリストです。絶対言わない。
But you know, no matter what their situation is, we're not going to be saying, okay, yeah, you want to try here. Here's a list for you. If you do that, you're going to get better.
僕は言うのはリラックスしてください。
No, first things we're going to do, we're going to say, please just relax for a moment.
皆さんも僕にそう言われたから、リラックスしてで教会においで。
You know, you may have heard me say this before. You know, like, just yeah, don't worry, just please, just come to church.
でここでイエス様の麗しさを知ってください。
And like just come in and just feel God's beauty, Jesus's beauty.
イエス様を知ってイエス様の栄光を見てください。チラッとでから見てほしい。
Let's just feel the presence of Jesus. Let's just, if you can just have the moment where you're feeling the glory of God in your life. Come and worship together with us. Okay, let me see here. Yep, your problem. Here's the list. Yeah. All right. Start with number one. Yeah. Work your way down. Yep.
I'm watching. Yeah. でも見てるからな。
Okay.
見てるからな。
And my eyes on you. Eyes on you now. You know, you better be finishing this list. And I want to report.
僕それやれへんのはそれが無意味なこと、そこに力がないこと知ってるから。
Obviously, I do not do that because it has no meaning.
Be holy とか清くなりなさい言われたってできへんねん。
Yeah. Be holy. You know, like, what is that going to do? People can't just become holy that way.
でもそのプロテストはイエス様の麗しさを見つめることから始まります。
But it all begins that when we focus our attention on Jesus Christ.
それにどうぞ皆さん集中してください。
Focus on Jesus, please.
そしてまたお互いにそれを進めてください。
And please encourage others to do that.
イエス様の麗しさを一緒に見ましょう。一緒に見ましょう。
Let's spend time in Jesus' presence together.
よく見てください。
Let's look into God's eyes together.
頑張ってくださいじゃなくて。
Not let's try a little harder together.
頑張っても力出へん。
You know, try harder is we don't get strength from that.
一番私たちが力を得るのは私たちがキリストの栄光をよく見るときです。
We get our strength from Jesus when we look to Jesus.
僕にそのキリストの麗しさを示してくれた人たちが人生の中にたくさんいました。
The people in my life that have shown me how it means, what it means to be focused on the Lord and focused on Jesus, there are so many people that have shown me the beauty of God.
僕はイエス様の栄光、イエス様の麗しさをちらちらっと見たい。
You know, through these people, they're just, I got little glimpses of what it is to understand what it is to see Jesus.
その時僕は思ったんです。わー、イエス様がこんなに素晴らしい神様やって。知らなかった。知らんかった。わー。
And it was to take me aback when I'd get a little taste. It was just, it made me say, wow. You know, just to just to really be overcome by what it is that God was trying to offer for
us.
You know, and to have that feeling, I didn't understand.
そしてその感動が私たちがセイントとして、聖徒として行動をするそのインスピレーションになってくる。
And that moment, the wow moment, that is exactly what we need to continue to change us to be more holy.
じゃあ私たちは何を通して神の栄光、神の麗しさを見るんでしょうか。
And so what is it? Through what? Do we see God's glory?
まず一つ目はそれは神の言葉を通してです。
First of all, it's through the Word of God.
神の言葉の中にその麗しさを見ることができます。
And you know, through the Word of God, we can see God's holiness, God's beautiful, plans for our lives.
聖書のあらゆるストーリー、フレーズの中に神の麗しさが隠れています。
God's beauty is hidden in the Word, in the stories of the Bible.
その中に神の麗しさを見つけて、そしてそれを見つめてください。
And as we're reading the Bible, when we get those wow moments when we're reading the Bible andWe want to just focus on that and just absorb it and eat it up.
もし皆さんがまだクロスロード教会のバイブルリーディングプランに登録してないと、ぜひ登録してください。教会でみんなで一緒に一つの聖書の箇所を読もうとしてるんです。
You know, just shameless plug. We got a Bible reading plan. If you're not really, you know, doing something on a daily basis, if you send us an email, we'll send Bible verses. You know, just what we're focusing on for that day. In our Bible readings, we have plans and stuff. We can try to hook you up with that.
教会でみんなで神の麗しさを御言葉を通して見る教会になりたいなと思っています。
It's because we want to be a church that just spends time through the word focusing on God.
また二つ目、神の臨在を通しても私たちは神の栄光を見ることができます。
And we see God's glory through focusing on His presence, trying to spend time in God's presence.
私たちは礼拝の中で神の麗しさをちらっと見ることがあります。
We gather here, we worship the Lord together, and we get glimpses of God's glory.
賛美の中でそれをちらっと見ることがあります。
You know, we can feel it through our worship.
祈りを神様が祈りを聞いておられるということを実感することでそれをドンと見ることがあります。
In the moment that we're praying and we feel like God is really coming and touching us and speaking into our hearts and we see the results of the prayer and God is truly so good and loving. In those wow moments we can glimpse God's glory.
ある時神が生きておられるんだと実感する時があって。
In the times we feel like God is alive and present in our lives and doing things in our lives.
また
we are seeing glimpses of God's glory.
ある時には神様が生きてあなたに語られる時を経験するかもしれません。
When you experience God speaking into your life, you know, God is just, He's there.
また神の前に静まって無音でいる時に、その静けさとサイレンスと沈黙の中で神の麗しさに触れることがあるかもしれません。
When we get away from all of the distractions in our lives and we just take a quiet moment and God, He shows up.
もしそれをちらっと見たら。
When that happens,
それを見つめてください。
When God shows up, we want to focus our full attention on
Him.
Look at God's presence. Look into God's presence.
だから僕は頑張ってくださいっていう、神様力を与えてくださいっていう祈りを皆さんに教えようとあんまり思いません。
You know, and so I don't advise you to say, you know, all right, let's pray that God will give us strength. And let's pray that God will give us the, you know, the to do it.
悪い祈りではないで。
But it's not a bad, that's not a bad prayer.
でももっと大事な祈りがあります。
But there's something more important to pray about.
イエス様、あなたの栄光を見せてください。
Jesus, show me your glory.
あなたの麗しさを見せてください。
Jesus, show me your beautiful, your grace.
その時に私たち内側から変えられるんです。
And it's through those moments when we are spending time in God's presence that we are changed.
また教会を通して私たちは神の麗しさを見ることができます。
And through the church and the church body around us, this is a way that we can spend time in God's presence.
私たちが互いに愛し合う姿を見ることで、ああ神様がこんなことされて麗しいっていうふうに思う時があります。
When people are sacrificing their time and their efforts and just giving you love.And this love is unselfish love, and then we can spend time. We can really worship the Lord and be in His presence.
また教会の中で私たちはいつもいつも正しくちゃんとできてるわけじゃなくて、ずっこける時、罪を犯す時というのがあります。
And not in the times when everyone is always perfectly serving each other, because hey, we are still humans, and we even in our failures, we can still find God's presence.
でもそれでも教会の中でその人を励まし、立て直し、立て上げ、回復し、もう一度神の家族に招き入れるというプロセスを見ることによって、ああやっぱり人の失敗を通しても、そしてその回復を通しても、私たちは神の麗しさを教会の中に見ることができるんです。
And so even when our brothers and sisters they've fallen, they've had some troubles, and it's our turn that we could actually show the love and just give them encouragement and a hand, and through the failures of ourselves and the people around us, still God can come and show up and we can still bathe in God's glory. And this is the kind of church that I hope that we are building together. You know, one of Jesus' disciples, John. He spent 3 years with Jesus. He realized that there's something really different about Jesus, and so he just gave up everything to follow him.
のように聖なるものとしてになりたい、この世とはぶっ飛んで違う人になりたいと思ったからついていったんです。
John followed Jesus because he knew that Jesus was so holy and he wanted to become like that and he just ready to just follow. He wanted to absorb everything he could.
で、イエス、彼はイエス様、弟子のヨハネはイエス様の逮捕も処刑も目撃しました。
And John, he was there. He witnessed Jesus.Arrested and crucified.
3年間一緒に過ごしただけじゃなくて、
It was not just the 3 years that he spent with Jesus.
彼の死を見たんです。
He watched Jesus die.
それだけじゃなくて彼の復活も見ました。
And that's not all. He watched Jesus resurrected.
そしてその後彼に出会って彼から教えを受けました。
And he received more teachings once Jesus came back from conquering death.
そしてこのヨハネという人はただの漁師の息子だったのに、後々に教会という運動のリーダーの一人になっていったんです。
John turned from a simple fisherman into a church leader.
そう、大きな役割を果たし、人類の最も偉大な運動の最も偉大なリーダーとなったわけです。そして黙示録を書いたんです。
The beginning of the church, he turned into such a great, powerful man of God. So it was such an enormous effect on the world around him for the rest of history. He wrote Revelations.
彼はこういうふうに書きました。
He wrote this.
イエス様のことをこういうふうに書いたんです。言葉は人となって、神の言葉は人となって私たちの間に住まれたんです。私たちはこの方の栄光を見たんやでって。父の一人、元から来られた独り子としての栄光であるこの方は恵みと誠に満ちてたんです。俺見たんです。見たんですって。
In the Gospel of John, starting right at the beginning from chapter 1 in verse 14, John says this about Jesus.Jesus, the Word, became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
イエス様はヨハネに、はい、これやることリストね、あと頑張れよって言わへんかったです。
Jesus did not give a list of things to do to John and say, hey John, all right, there's your list, do it.
あなたが私の弟子になりたかった、これがやることリストですから。
John, you want to be one of my disciples? All right, you're just going to have to fill out this list. If you can check everything, all the boxes off, you'll be one of my disciples.
イエス様はそうじゃなくて、3年間彼と一緒に時間を過ごし。
No, it's not what he did. He spent 3 years together living with John.
ご自身を見せたんです。
He showed himself to John.
私を見なさいって。
Look at me, watch me.
私をよう見てね。
Watch me.
そしてヨハネは最後に言いました。We have seen His glory. 私たちは彼の栄光を見ました。
Amen.
うん。だから僕たちも一緒に見ましょう。
So we in the same way need to follow suit, and we need to keep our eyes on Jesus.
世の中にやらなあかんことリストを与えてくる人ばっかりね。
There's so many people in the world that are just they're dying to give you a list of things that you're supposed to do.
学校でもそうやし、会社でもそうやし、PTA でもそうや。
People at your schools, people at your workplaces, the people in the PTA, there's just people all over the place trying to tell you what you need to do.
でも教会は違います。
But not here at church.
イエス様の麗しさを見せ合うところなんです。
This is a place where we want to just absorb and refresh ourselves in the beauty of God.
そしてそれを見つめることによって私たちは from glory to glory 栄光から栄光へ主の似姿に変えられていくんです。清いものに変えられていくんです。セイントに変えられていくんです。聖徒になっていくんです。
As we behold God, behold God, beholding right in our hands, that means to bring it up close, to look at God close up, continue to do that. That is how we are changed from glory to glory in a daily renewing of our spirit as we are becoming more and more holy as we continue to keep our eyes on the Lord.
その時に私たちは新しい聖徒というアイデンティティに身分にふさわしい考え方、態度、行動を身につけていくのです。
And it is true, this action that is going to bring us the true meaning of becoming a child of God, becoming worthy of the name of saint, which is what we have become.
それは私の努力じゃなくて。
Not by our works.
神の働きなんです。
It's all God.
だから一緒に今祈りたいと思います。
So let's pray together.
頑張れますように力与えてくださいじゃなくて。
You know, pray for God, give me the strength to do it.
いやいや、イエス様、あなたの麗しさ見せてください。
No, the prayer that we can continue to keep our eyes on you, Jesus.
祈りましょう。イエス様、どうぞあなたの麗しさを見せてください。
Jesus, please show us your beauty.
あなたの栄光を見せてください。
Jesus, show us your glory.
私たちはあなたの栄光を見たいと思います。Behold したいと思います。
We want to behold your glory, Lord.
2000年前にコリントの町の、クリスチャンでもないおばちゃんたちがお化粧の時に必死に神々の顔を鏡に見てたように。
You know, in the same way that those women way back in Corinth were looking at those bronze mirrors and they were looking at the gods as they looked at their faces in those mirrors.
私たちはイエス様、あなたの麗しい御顔を求め、そしてそれを見つめたいと思います。
Lord, we want to just reach up and we want to have you so close that it's all we can see. Just fill us with your glory. I want to turn. We want to all turn and just keep ourselves focused on you, Lord. You know, we so many times just say, yes, Lord, I'm going to try my best. I'm going to try my best andAnd our best has always fallen so short.
でも今日良かった聞けて、それはこれは御霊なる神の働きだって聞きました。
But so thankful today, Lord, we could just revisit what it is that you really want for us, and that is that it's all you. It's all the Spirit of God that is going to make us holy.
だからお願いします。どうぞ神様私たちの内側に働いてください。
So please, Lord, let the Holy Spirit work inside each and every one of us.
聖徒という新しい身分にふさわしい考え方を身につけることができます。
Lord, let our behaviors become that of the saint, that that you have given us. Let us claim.
ふさわしい考え方、行動、態度を身につけることができます。
Lord, that we will be changed and that our behavior will start to line up with what it is that you have already given us.
そして私たちが本当にもうあらゆる点でホーリーになって、聖徒になって、あなたの栄光をこの世界に見せることができます。
And Lord, as we are able to start to line up things to be more holy, Lord, that it will shine. It will be the glory that is going to reach out. It is going to touch the people around us to help them to focus on you. We believe that you are working in this way. And we pray this all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.